JewishHistory.org presents Rabbi Beryl Wine's 5,000 Years of Jewish History. One video clip at a time. Clip number 96, The Final Solution.
The Final Solution. At the Wannsee Conference outside of Berlin in 1941, all of the heads of the German government gathered together to decide what to do with the Jews. Now, it's not only what to do with the Jews, it is the fact that somehow the plans for the conquest of all of Europe were laid out. Now, Hitler did not figure that his army would succumb to the Russian winter, which closed in upon them and did not allow them to have the success that they thought they would have. He did not figure on many, many other variables, but his main goal and the Germans' main goal was to destroy European Jewry. And he had a list of 11 million Jews all over Europe that were going to be destroyed. And in the back of his mind, undoubtedly, he had the Jews of the United States also involved, because of the fact that he thought that America was controlled by Jews. He was convinced that Franklin Roosevelt was a Jew and his real name was Rosenfeld. And you could not convince him otherwise. That was his sole purpose. And he was focused on it. And we'll see that even at the end of the war, when Germany needed every drop of fuel and every truck and every railroad car for the German army, he used it to transport Jews to Auschwitz, because that was the main purpose of the war. And in the end, in the bunker, he said, I prophesied that the Jews would be destroyed if the war came. My prophecy came true. So to his extent, he was victorious because of the fact that he eliminated the Jews of Eastern Europe. The final solution was not that the Jews would be sent to Lebensraum places, not that they would become serfs, they would be killed. And we had to create the methodology by which they would be killed. That included the ghettos, the concentration camps, the killing camps, the crematoria, the entire apparatus, the railroad system, the entire apparatus which contributed to the final solution. Adolf Eichmann, who was in charge of it, later would be kidnapped and tried in Israel and executed for his crimes. But we have to say bluntly, most of the Nazis escaped. Most of the Nazis never were brought to justice. The killers died natural deaths in their bed, and their victims will haunt them only in the world to come. My name is Beryl Wine, and I thank you for watching.
For more on Jewish history, go to JewishHistory.org.